It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Back at the beginning of our State of Opportunity project, we spoke with Leatrice Fullerton, a single mom. Leatrice earned a master's degree in social work, but was having difficulty finding employment when we last spoke with her. Leatrice also faced the additional challenge of being blind. We spoke with her about what it takes to raise successful kids on a limited budget.
I think it's very important in order to go far that my children go into every situation with that I think I can, I know I can mentality. I also think it's very important that my children are aware of where they came from, poverty, and aware of where they can go.
Leatrice Fullerton joins us now. Leatrice, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So a lot has changed for you since we last checked in. As I understand it, you found work.
Yes, I do. I have 2 part-time jobs.
And you also have 2 children, Destiny and Aaron. How are they?
Well, Destiny is 9 and Aaron is 3 now. Aaron, he just graduated from terrible 2 to I haven't seen much progress, so I'm thinking he's still a delayed 3.
Okay.
He's still a handful, and Destiny's she's doing really good, still doing good in school.
Now, you participated in a Google chat hosted by President Obama today, and you were one of the people selected to ask a question. How did you feel about that opportunity?
I was honored and nervous and excited and humbled at the same time.
You had to come up with a question to ask. What did you decide on?
I decided to ask President Obama about his plan for inclusion for persons with disabilities in the workforce, just because of the situation that I experienced. It was 3 years of actively seeking employment in the field that I got the master's degree in before I found part-time work. And so just to see, what is the plan? Because there are people out there with disabilities who truly want to work and just aren't given the opportunities because of fear from employers or just ignorance or not knowing.
What was the president's response?
His response was that he is, they're currently, encouraging that, and especially at the federal realm. They do a lot of hiring of persons with disabilities. And he was also talking about different companies that he is aware of that hire. There's one in particular that he mentioned that hires, the hiring rate is 50% of persons with disabilities, and the productivity rate is 20% higher. So I thought that was really good of him to mention that, just in case those companies or companies unlike those are listening or watching and can say, hey, well, if that's the case, then maybe we should get on board and, and give people a chance.
Overall, were you satisfied with his answer? Did you feel there was some plan that made sense to you?
I feel satisfied with his answer because there's no clear cut solution to this issue. The civil rights movement is similar to the disability rights movement. We've come a long way as far as the African American race and inclusion, and persons with disabilities have just as much of a fight or a struggle to go through before we can say that we are truly treated equal.
Leatrice, while your situation has improved over the past year and a half or so, what challenges do you continue to face?
The fact that it's still not full-time work. I work for 2 nonprofits in town, and I'm really humbled and appreciative to have this opportunity to learn and grow and get the experience in my field. But it's not that's not the goal. When you walk across the stage or when you spend countless hours writing papers, studying for exams, it's to get full-time work so you can independently take care of your family. And that is my goal. I love what I do now, but I want to go higher. So, I'm staying in there, I'm staying encouraged, and I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm good at and keep on gaining skills and tools. So when that golden opportunity comes along, I'm going to grab it and I'm going to work.
Besides full-time employment, what else would it take for you to feel like you're really, really getting ahead? You and your kids.
I just want to, at the end of the day, know that I am somebody who my kids can look up to and say, well, if she can do it, then I know I can do it.
Leatrice Fullerton is a social worker and mother of 2. We'll be checking in with her over the course of our State of Opportunity project. Leatrice, it's been so good to talk to you.
Thanks. You too.